Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, in your opinion, is the world on the verge of World War III? And if so, is the Russia-Ukraine conflict leading up to it?
We are getting closer to World War III. But some have actually said if we see more conflict in Ukraine, that is World War III. As a matter of fact, this week, actually yesterday, the defense minister of Ukraine said World War III would start the moment Russian tanks arrived in Kyiv and on the borders of Europe. And so that's that view. Newsmax posted something yesterday also that retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Blaine Holt said the stakes in Ukraine are higher than like in Vietnam or Afghanistan. He said if we don't get diplomacy activated to do something, we're going to be in World War III, and that's a possibility. Interestingly, former President Donald Trump said in response to the news the U.S. is going to send Abrams tanks to Ukraine, first comes the tank, then come the nukes. Now, There are some who think that we're right now going to have a massive nuclear war. Here's something from the UK Daily Star. It says, with Russian president's invasion of Ukraine and North Korea's supreme leader launching missiles, the threat of World War III is often scarily real. And if this should happen, the whole planet could have problems. Scientific research says there'd be perhaps a long, dark nuclear winter. Much of the planet's animal life and vegetation would be destroyed. And there would be large-scale destruction of food supplies and crops, et cetera, if a lot of nukes are being used and people are going to starve. And now that report's basically true. A massive nuclear war, if we had one, would be very damaging and destructive.
So it sounds like if even one side wins a nuclear war, they would still lose. So might the current world conflicts lead to the use of nuclear weapons?
Well, not quite yet. However, I want to read something from a Protestant writer by the name of Michael Snyder, because he thinks so. He said that on Thursday, so 2 days ago, Russia responded to the news that the U.S. and Germany would be sending tanks to Ukraine. And Russians are invested this way. He says there's no way they can back down. He says also the same is true with the Biden administration. And so we've spent lots of money in aid, like approximately $100 billion for Ukraine so far. And he says we're on a collision course with destiny. And this cataclysmic war with Ukraine that he'd been warning out with Russia, he's been warning about for many years. He says, right on our doorstep. He says, must end this war before the nukes start flying. And he mentioned, by the way, that U.S. President Joe Biden warned last year that we'd be facing World War III if we sent tanks to Ukraine. But now he's doing this. And so he thinks we're about there. Now, he's usually an interesting writer, and he touches on biblical things from time to time. But he's for a long time been talking about a massive nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia, and that is wrong. Now, Jesus, in Matthew 24, verse 6, warned of wars and rumors of war. And that's consistent with what we're seeing with Russia and Ukraine. But that conflict is not World War III. But what has happened is because of this, the Europeans have decided to arm countries that were considered neutral, like Switzerland and Sweden have decided that they need to kind of take sides. So some things are happening. Now, since 2013, however, I've been posting that the situation in Ukraine was going to change, and at least part of that territory would end up supporting Russia. Now, that happened in Crimea in 2014 and has basically happened with two of the republics in Donbass. Russia is really angry at the United States for the sanctions as well as for sending arms to Ukraine. But this is not World War III. Russia and the U.S. are not about to get in a war to militarily destroy each other because of Ukraine. Now, of course, there could be more sanctions. There could be cyber issues, skirmishes. But no, this is not about to turn nuclear, where the U.S. and Russia are going to launch a bunch of nukes against each other. It's simply not going to happen. This is not the time yet for that kind of a battle.
So you said that the U.S. and Russia are not going to try to militarily destroy each other over Ukraine. According to the news, it seems like many religious leaders don't share that view. Would you explain your position?
Well, the reality is, yeah, a lot of particularly Protestant prophecy watchers believe that the U.S. is prophesied to be destroyed by Russia. But that's not what the Bible says. In places like Daniel 11, verse 39, it talks about the power with the strongest military, which right now would be the United States, will be destroyed, but that's being led by a European force, not a Russian force. And back in the 80s, the old pastor general of the old Worldwide Church of God put out something called Why Russia Will Not Attack America. And he said that, you know, for decades, the prospect of war between Russia and the United States would rise and fall and whatever. And we're seeing that again now, okay? And a lot of people try to tie this in with the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38. But the problem is that that's for a different time period. And a lot of prophecy watchers have gotten it wrong. Now, they do have a few things right. They do have right when you're talking about Gog and Magog and some things that are associated with Russia, Meshach and the Prince of Rosh. Those are associated, most of those are associated with Russia. But they missed the time period. And this is not for this time. This is not till way after Jesus returns. Matter of fact, I believe it's more than 1,000 years after Jesus returns. Ezekiel 38 is for the distant future. And it's after the millennium. And you can read this in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9, talking about when this would be evolved. But it's not for now.
So are you suggesting that Russia and the U.S. will be at relative peace?
Well, no, unless you consider a semi-cold war as relative peace. Now, I'm not saying there can't be any military conflict between the United States and Russia. Furthermore, what Russia has been doing is leading to World War III, but it's not the way most people realize this. Now, I mentioned Herbert Armstrong, and back in 42 years ago, he wrote this. Actually, it's 43 years ago. He says, what Russia is doing will be the spark to bring the heads of the nations in Europe together with the Vatican to form a United States of Europe, United Nations of Europe. The politicians cannot do this by themselves. Only with the collaboration of the Pope can they do it. Russia's move will move slowly, but will keep moving. Other nations and events will move faster. And, you know, Russia has been planning on making moves related to Ukraine for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And what's been happening in Ukraine has been a wake-up call for the Europeans. And this is what Herbert Armstrong warned would happen, that Russia would do something to spark them. And that's what's been going on. And so many in Europe are seeing this as a wake-up call.
So in what way would this be a wake-up call for the Europeans?
Well, it's been a wake-up call to spend more money on their military. In the Bible, in Revelation chapter 13, verses 3 to 4, says that Europe will become a successful military power with a great army, that's in Daniel 11, verse 25, with many ships, according to Daniel 11, verse 40. Now, in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 13, tells of a beast power having seven heads and 10 horns. So I'm going to read this, Revelation 13, verse 1. I stood on the sand of the sea, saw a beast rising up the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns, 10 crowns, and on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now the beast I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, mouth like a mouth of a lion. The dragon, that would be Satan, gave him his power, his throne, and his great authority. Now the sea that's being talked about here is the Mediterranean Sea. You can also prove that by going to Daniel 7, verse 2 and 3. And there's other scriptures in the Bible that talk about that the Great Sea is the one that bordered Israel, and that would be the Mediterranean Sea. the beast power is going to be European. The Europeans control the north of the Mediterranean Sea. They surround it. And Bible shows eventually they're going to end up with the southern part. Now, the Europeans themselves are arming more and more because of Russia's conflict. Germany's Chancellor Scholz pushed through an increased military spending to a level that's like 50% higher than what Russia spends. And we did a video about that called "Is the European Beast Growing Horns?" There's also been more unity in Europe, less want to leave the European Union, and more supporting increased military spending. Russia's special military operation in Ukraine and the devastation that Ukraine has faced has persuaded more in Europe that they're better off united and not separate. And but your Ukraine, as you may know, is not part of the European Union.
Right.
But the reality is the Europeans are concerned and they don't want to always rely on the United States. This arming and semi-unity by the Europeans will help lead to World War III.
But when that happens, who will the Europeans go to war with during World War III?
Well, the Bible says that they're going to go to war against the strongest fortresses. And the strongest fortresses are that belong to the United States. And that's Daniel 11, verse 39. And that would also include its British descended allies like Canada, the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. They may or may not directly go to war against Australia and New Zealand, but I do believe that they will end up having problems because it says that this war, the land will be divided afterwards. As far as nuclear war goes, I mentioned Herbert Armstrong a few times. He said that the Great Tribulation will probably start with a nuclear attack on London and Britain, possibly the same day or immediately after, on the United States and Canadian cities. He referred to this as the time of Jacob's trouble. And the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 33, says, "I will scatter you among the nations and draw a sword after you. Your land will be desolate and your cities laid waste." Nuclear or other high-tech weapons, such as electromagnetic pulse bombs and various things, as well as devastating solar flares, are a way to make the land desolate and modern cities waste. So this is something that seems consistent with biblical prophecy.
Does the Bible have any verses that hint at the use of nuclear weapons?
Well, in addition to what I just mentioned, Deuteronomy 29, verse 23 says, "The whole land is brimstone, salt and burning." And that's kind of what happens with the nuclear attack. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 19 says, "Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burnt up, and the people shall be fuel for the fire. And so that's consistent. And then it warns about what happens to Ephraim and Manasseh. And then one more prophecy, this is in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 6. "In all your dwelling places, your cities will be laid waste." So yes, devastation from some type of weapons of mass destruction. They don't have to necessarily be nuclear, but they could be. They're going to happen, and Europe is going to lead this.
So is Europe prophesied to dominate the whole world?
Yes. Revelation 13 makes that pretty clear. But I want to just mention that although there's not going to be a massive nuclear war between Russia and the United States, Europe itself one day is actually prophesied to be destroyed by a Russian force.
So are there any verses in the Bible that back that up?
Yes, in Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 8 and 9, it talks about to move from the midst of Babylon. End time Babylon has to do with a European power. Said there'll be an assembly of great nations from a north country that'll be arrayed against them, and it's not going to be fought in vain.
Those verses make the future sound rather bleak.
Bible says we need to put our faith in God. In Psalm 146, verse 3, "Don't put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man whom there's no help, because they're going to die. But happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, who made the heavens and the earth." And in this time of wars and rumors of wars, we got to put our trust in God. You know, Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, "To watch therefore and pray always, you may be counted worthy to escape all the things that come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." He also said to pray for God's kingdom to come, and that's something we regularly need to do.
Thank you, Dr. Teel. For more interviews with Dr. Teel, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.